question and answer period by just thanking the players. Without their interest, this wouldn't have happened. The same for Lorraine Van Dyne, the creator and the director of the series. Given that much, I hope you could hear that a lot of this kind of comes from experience with opera. James and I played in the Baltimore Opera when I was in the symphony, and he is still in the symphony, Baltimore Symphony, but together we sat through many a Traviata and that sort of thing. We had some big things like the Valkyrie, we had the thrill of playing Wagner at times, but there were some things that were quite routine where we had a lot of quiet moments. If you have any questions or any observations, we'd love to hear it. Yes?
Really simple question. Are the trombones different? Like, is one a bass trombone?
Yes, the Allen's playing bass trombone.
That's what I wondered, yeah.
It's the same length, but a larger bore. So it's designed to play a fifth and octave lower. And you heard that he had some solo bass parts.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Was there any particular composer that sort of that you'd like, that sort of, yes, inspired you to write this?
It was more the idea that I heard that there was a trio at Peabody. Nate Seiler told me that they had gotten together to play, and I thought, well, I would write something, and I remembered our times in the opera, James and myself. Kind of one thing led to another. It wasn't so much composers, but to invoke it. Of course, the very end, especially, Verdi would end a very exciting act where something terrible had just happened, with that kind of roaring along in a distant key,
okay,
kind of muddy orchestration.
All right.
Another thing that kind of, for the trombone player, is it's wonderful to have it all, I think, condensed in a few minutes instead of like 3 hours. Of
that's right. That's right. You really got to play.
I noticed you don't get a lot of, like, it didn't seem like a lot of particular idiosyncratic trombone technique here. Do you think this would translate well to other ensembles, other instruments?
You could do the same thing with other instruments, of course. This refers a lot to what the trombones play in the opera, this sort of chordal support, exciting thing coming along. It adds the tunes, as I said, where they normally wouldn't get to play them, except once in a great while. But there is much here that you hear in opera that's characteristic of trombones as well. Yes?
It seemed to me, especially in the earlier part, that the trombone really seems to sing. Does it have, or am I just being influenced by the composition, but does the trombone sort of sing more than other brass instruments, or is that due to what it is hearing specifically?
No, it depends on what's written for them. The brass can all be quite lyrical. And at one time I was teaching in a school in Rochester, New York, and the father came. His son had a euphonium, a small tuba instrument that's played in bands a lot. He said he wanted his son to play something else because that instrument didn't have a tune in it. But it depends on the music that's written for it. And very often we steal vocal music for that so we can play. Of course, here I've stolen the style very much.
Comment. I thought the composition and the play was superb. Just
thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I've got a question kind of for all of you guys since you're trombone players. I'm getting from what you're talking here, there's an inside joke here. Did you get the inside joke? I mean, you're a trombone section, you get left out, and then you get to be brought in. Is there an inside joke to it in that sense in the playing of it?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get.
But it's kind of a soft joke. I mean, it's kind of little smiles. It's not a big uproar.
Yeah.
Kind of laugh. Well, thank you very much for coming. It's been a thrill for me to have played so beautifully by these gents here.